This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of 2023 Q Symposium here on the lovely island of Maui. And look who I have in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, Q's very own Jamise Harkley. Jamise, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Best way to start out my day.
We're here.
Yeah.
We are here is the best thing. Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful sunlight behind us and wonderful learning and networking.
Yeah. There's a lot of people here, Jamise.
Absolutely.
Is a great turnout for you guys. Well done.
It is one of the biggest turnouts that we've ever had.
Yeah.
So we have been, you know, really successful. We've got board chairs here, vice chairs here. There's lots of learning at that leadership level to make sure that there's some impactful things happening when they go home.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I heard some people brought their entire board here, you know, so kudos to them for bringing the whole crew, you know.
Absolutely. So, this is an opportunity for them to get together and not just have a discussion, but to also apply some of the things that they're learning and learn together. Learning together is very important to execute successfully.
Now that we can do it in person again, you know? I mean, we've been over and over this so many times, but it's just, it's still really refreshing to be back in person and learn stuff face-to-face in person. So I think it's just more effective that way. I think probably a lot of other people will agree in that area. So
this
conference is a fine example of what can be done in person.
Absolutely. In Hawaii.
In Hawaii, not a bad place either. So yeah, so so Jamise, any highlights so far from the conference? Any expectations as well? Or
we'll
get into the award here real quick here.
Okay, absolutely. Well, one of the biggest highlights is the amazing speakers that we've had.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we've got people coming from all over with wonderful content, and I'm just bringing huge new perspective to the credit union industry.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest highlights, and the turnout, I believe. People are interested in learning.
Yeah.
Learning in person is open again. Right? That's one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
And we're here to accommodate whatever our members need. Seeing their smiling faces as they're getting education has been one of the most rewarding things in the past 2 years.
Agreed. And one of my favorite things, one of them about this conference, but is getting the CEO here and the board chair or the vice chair here and seeing how they work together to make that credit union a success. Because as we all know, it all starts at the top, and then it trickles down, and everyone gets on the same page, same alignment. But I just love seeing that dynamic and how the two work together, and what they do through successes and challenges and things like that. So it's really cool to see how those two work together.
Absolutely.
Or three or four.
Absolutely. Or seven.
Or
nine or 12, right? Because they're all here. But one thing that I love about our members too is that they purchase group membership. And through that group membership, it allows them to not just spread this learning from Q's to the chair, the CEO.
Yeah.
There's learning going on at home.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Digitally, they want their whole staff to be enthralled in this. The board has access. There's just never been a better time to learn with Q's.
Agreed. And it goes beyond what we learn. It goes to the poolside in the afternoon or the beach or an activity or then. It goes on the plane on the way home, that type of stuff. So it goes far beyond what we're doing here. So yeah. So all right, let's get to the big topic here, the John Pembroke Catalyst for Change Award. Oh my God, we all heard about it yesterday for the first time. So this is wonderful. Tell us more about this wonderful award.
Well, you know, John was a huge supporter of DEI. You can see that in a lot of things that we're doing, from the caliber of speakers that we're bringing in, the diversity of speakers that we bring in, the diversity of the content that we have. Some of our supplier members, we've seen DEI grow in such a way, and John was pivotal to that. So he put the DEI Catalyst for Change Award out there, and there was no better way to honor his legacy than to give that award, the John Pembroke Catalyst for Change Award. Mm-hmm. And with DEI being in the background, we've had two wonderful winners over the last 2 years. I can't wait to see what others are doing in this area, because it now honors the man who believes in this. And another piece, so, you know, we've been going to the CEO Institute for years. However, John was a graduate of Wharton. So now us giving away that seat to the winner of the DEI, of the John Pembroke Catalyst for Change Award, honors his legacy, where his footprints are there in those halls. They will get that first year of CEO Institute, and I hope that there is some appreciation for all that he meant to networking and development in this industry.
Right. Well, I think anybody who knew John or knew of John will completely and utterly appreciate what that award stands for and what it means, because we all know what a wonderful human being, and that's an understatement for John Pembroke. Oh gosh,
he's an amazing mentor, a wonderful leader, you know, and I've been next top credit union executive. I met him at SetNet, so Q's event connected us. And the way that he just poured into so many, and me being one of those beneficiaries as well, it's just wonderful to celebrate, hopefully for a very long time.
Yeah, what does he mean for your, well, my initial question is, what does it mean, what does he mean for your career? But I think it goes deeper than that. What does he mean for your life? Because it sounds like he gave you a huge opportunity here, and you have certainly taken that ball and run with it big time. So what does he mean for you, not only your career, but your personal life as well?
Well, you know, one good thing about John in the mentorship space, he was listening to all of my ideas. And so at that moment, you come from a mentor listening to these ideas, and he had such a vision for Q's with rolling out these new membership benefits and what membership would look like in the future. And just to give me the opportunity to come into this organization and execute that vision that he and the leadership team had put together was phenomenal. Yeah. And I say, you know, going from that mentor relationship and coming to be able to work for him and just execute that vision, he will always be at the forefront. He had this picture of the Notorious Big. I don't know if you ever had a meeting with him, but he had this picture of the Notorious Big behind him. I am in hot pursuit for that photo. Within the next few months, when someone speaks to me, that photo will be behind me each day, because he has been so impactful and has left so much for me to continue running on for the future. I can't wait to see what happens.
I can't either. And the other thing, as you're talking about it, I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall with you and John in a meeting, because you have such high energy, you have such passion, it's so infectious in such a great way. And then John is this humble, low-key kind of guy. I would love to see kind of that kind of yin and yang. Talk about a dynamic working together. But you guys made it work, and it worked wonderfully. So yeah, I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah,
I
would
love to be in a
meeting
to see
understood.
You guys together.
You know, when someone understands you, the collaboration and the connection is something. And that energy, just like you said, it was that he could bring me down, but he could hear it.
That's the key right there. Yeah.
I love that I could say it to him, but he would always give me something that may bring me down a little bit, but sometimes it fueled me to keep going.
That's the key.
Right?
That's what I think.
Yes, absolutely. There was that reason, and then there was that go get him.
Yeah. Because when I would talk to him, I'd go, I think he wants more. All right, let's give him some more. So yeah, and then he would provide me with his critique and his take on things, which was just, it's just, you just suck it in and take it all in. Yeah, so wonderful. Yeah, so gosh, what a great way to honor John.
Absolutely, great man. Yeah. And, you know, we have our awards. All of our awards, we've been talking about the John Pembroke Award, but the awards opened February 6th, which was Monday, yesterday. Yesterday awards opened. So we will be looking for applications for a new outstanding chief executive, a new exceptional leader, distinguished director, and of course, you know, the Q's Emerge Awards already kind of going on right now. And we will be naming our Hall of Fame this year. We induct new people into the Hall of Fame.
Right on,
so
right
applications
on.
Will be open from now through mid-April. I encourage anyone, just like I'm here to talk about John and his leadership, the people who are nominated for these awards, as I read the applications, they have done some of the same things that he is doing and have impacted people's lives in a way that not just financially, right? But it's how they walk in their profession. It's how they give in their community. There's so many ways. So I encourage anyone who is just doing the best, or you see someone around you that's just doing the best that they can, put their name in the hat. Let us read that information and let our hearts get warm and let us honor them while they are here.
Yeah, it's great for the industry. You know?
Absolutely.
Gosh, because the word spreads, ideas spread, and it's such a win-win all the way around.
And it's about numbers. You know, there is some assessment of where you are from a fiscal perspective. But most, when we get to the heart of what these awards are about, they're how you've helped your team. They're how you reach out across the aisle and help your peers, or cooperate with other organizations and community organizations. These awards are about the things that get to the heart of what people helping people really mean.
And that's what our industry is all about.
Absolutely. So fill us up with applications.
Got it. You heard
her. We want to hear about what's going on across the United States and Canada, because that's where the bulk of our members are. We are 42,000 strong right now.
Right on.
And that is something to be proud of.
I had no idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good job.
Never more people realizing their potential than we expect.
Well said. Well said. All right, Jamise, I know you have a lot on your plate, so I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but anything else to add? Any final thoughts here on our little chat right here?
Well, as we said, awards are open February 6th. Get your name in the hat, and don't forget to use your CUES membership benefits. If your credit union has extended membership benefits to you, there's never been a better time to take advantage of the wonderful resources.
Agreed, yeah. You guys have second to none resource, for sure.
Thank you.
For sure. All right, Jamise, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes, talking about a great human being and John Pembroke and all the great things that CUES is doing. You guys, just you're hitting it out of the park once again this time around. So yeah, absolutely. keep up the good work, alrighty?
Thank you, and thanks so much for having
me. You're welcome. Great way to start my day.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.